On Thursdays, we read from your letters, and we start today with an error that our listeners did not catch.
A report Monday about the painkiller OxyContin incorrectly said that emergency rooms have seen tens of thousands of drug abusers with problems related to the drug. The report should have said more than 10,000 people with problems related to the drug's main ingredient, oxycodone.
The same story prompted many people who use and don't abuse OxyContin to write. Maybelle Osborne of Neosho, Missouri warns, "Take OxyContin away and the abusers will find something else. Any drug for pain has the potential for abuse. In the meantime, people like me, who've experienced 25 years of chronic pain from crippling, deforming rheumatoid arthritis and, oh yes, breast cancer, wouldn't think of altering the drug and using it any other way than how it was prescribed."
And Dr. Benjamin Gelber, a neurosurgeon in Lincoln, Nebraska, asks, "What are we physicians to do? The press and public accuse us of under-treating pain and worrying too much about potential addiction. The pharmaceutical companies reassure us that their latest miracle drugs are safe if we prescribe them as recommended. Then, when we follow this apparently sound advice, we're treated to horror stories about addiction and misuse and run the risk of investigation by the authorities for improper prescribing. Once the media, the pharmaceutical companies, and the regulators figure out what we should do, please let us know. In the meantime, I suppose we'll just have to rely on old-fashioned clinical judgment in the care of our patients."
Reporter Jerry Haddon's story about missionaries dropping radios from airplanes to a Mexican Indian tribe provoked a lot of mail. J.C. Nix writes this.
"I was horrified as I listened to Jerry Haddon's report on tiny proselytizing radios raining down on the Huicholi natives. If anything is sacred, it should be the preservation of this ancient culture. The evangelical Christians engaged in these tactics are no better than the intolerant Taliban."
And according to listener Nix, their actions are comparable to the terrorist acts of 9/11, only much more insidious and effective. Our government should add these religious extremists to the list of undesirables.
And as for the less than desirable behavior in the ballpark when Barry Bonds hit his record-breaking home run, several listeners wrote about the lawsuit now underway between the two fans who both say they deserve the ball.
For Ned Skiff of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it brought to mind a visit to a Yankees spring training game when he was 10. During the game, he recalls, a foul ball came our way. I managed to catch it in my glove, only to have an adult pull it out before I was able to bring the glove in. When I protested, the man responded with a phrase that cannot be used on air. Your story about the lawsuit regarding the Barry Bonds number 73 home run ball reminded me of that day. In 1961, that ball off of Yogi Berra's bat was worth about $2. I wonder if either of the parties in the current lawsuit will ever truly enjoy that ball as much as a 10-year-old kid would have all those years ago.
Our address is atc@npr.org. When you message us, please don't forget to say where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.